Pearl Jam is now the latest rock act to cancel a concert in North Carolina over House Bill 2. This is the law that would curb legal protections for gay and transgender citizens. Pearl Jam says the law is a despicable piece of legislation that encourages discrimination against an entire group of American citizens. Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray and Washington's Governor Jay Inslee already banned travel, official travel, to North Carolina over this law. Bruce Springsteen canceled his show in protest. However, the band that just played the Bernie Sanders rally at Safeco Field is not canceling their show tonight at the Pinhook in Durham, North Carolina. Taco Cat is, in fact, at this moment in a van headed for Durham, North Carolina, and Taco Cat's Emily Noakes joins us by phone live on the road. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
So I understand you were actually given a petition to not play in North Carolina. Why did you decide to play your show anyway? You're a progressive band.
We didn't actually get offered a petition. I just saw one that was going around. But I think that for bands that are our size and smaller, you know, like, we're playing queer-owned venues, queer-friendly venues, venues that have never had bathroom gender discrimination at all. And I think that taking away the live shows and music from these kids that are like, you know, we're playing an all-ages show, and I think that that's just further punishment to them. Like, these people that have to live in North Carolina that are the marginalized folks, you know, they want to be able to go out to a show. They don't want to have that taken away from them. So I think for, you know, the sort of band that we are and the size that we are, we're definitely not hitting the wallet of North Carolina as a whole or even affecting their Congress or anything, but I think it's really important that these kids know that they do have allies that will come there and that they do have a place to go and music to listen to that's not, you know, maybe as oppressive as their environment.
Yeah. How did you and the band react when you found out that Bruce Springsteen and Pearl Jam had canceled their shows?
I had read a lot about that and some other business places that had taken their money or their plans to build things in North Carolina away, and I think that that's great. I actually really respect that because I think that those levels of bands, they're actually like having an economic impact on the area, and like maybe these soulless people making these laws, like, they've heard of Bruce Springsteen, they've heard of Pearl Jam, and that is like a platform that they have because they're big enough for people to listen to them, you know, saying like, we're not playing here because of this. I thought that was really cool, like the Bruce Springsteen one especially, because, you know, he's got such a huge demographic of people that are listening to him and, you know, born in the USA.
How do you know it's not a good thing to temporarily deprive LGBTQ youth and allies from your live music and maybe get their attention and get them active?
Because I feel like the folks that are usually at our shows are already pretty active. It doesn't seem like they're, you know, hiding behind anything or having any sort of, like, qualms about speaking up. These are people that, in my experience, and I can't speak for everybody who's going to come, and we don't have any sort of, like, way to know exactly what the crowd is going to be, but we've played this venue before, and we've met a lot of bands before, and they seem to be a pretty active group of people, and I think that, you know, taking that away from them would just be sort of another slap in the face to some already pretty gross stuff happening in their region.
Emily, we just have a few seconds. What are you going to say on stage tonight in Durham, North Carolina?
Well, we're giving out trans lifeline buttons, so we're going to be passing those out. We're giving a portion of the door to Equality NC. And I'm just encouraging everybody to have a great time laughing in the face of the patriarchy.
Emily Noakes sings for the Seattle feminist punk band Taco Cat, and she spoke to us from the band's tour van. How's traffic, Emily?
You know, we are pulled over at a tiny little gas station, so it's pretty much just us.
Wishing you a smooth ride. Thanks for joining us and telling us about your upcoming show in Durham, North Carolina.
Great. Thank you so much.
Taco Cat playing that show to support kids facing discrimination. Bruce Springsteen and Pearl Jam, though, canceled to protest that new law restricting the rights of LGBTQ residents. Cat Fancy from Taco Cat.